With congressional negotiations deadlocked, some states are trying to step in to offer coronavirus relief. In Colorado, Democratic Governor Jared Polis announced this week that he'll call a special session of the state legislature.
Extraordinary times call for extraordinary actions. I'll be asking the General Assembly to take up critical legislation that will help Colorado families and Colorado small businesses survive these challenging winter months ahead to bridge us to the vaccine.
Let's check in on Colorado with State Senate Majority Leader Steve Finberg, a Democrat of Boulder. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
State Senator Finberg, what are the specifics of the aid you hope to get passed in the special session?
Yeah, well, we're still working on some of the details, but we know that the surge is very bad right now. We're in the worst place that we've been in terms of coronavirus in Colorado. And it's only probably going to get worse before it gets better. So we know that's going to mean more restrictions on businesses, more restrictions on families and what they can do. And we need to step in and provide some assistance. So we're hoping to do direct financial support for small businesses around the state, especially ones that are impacted by capacity limits, so restaurants and bars and gyms and places like that. We're also hoping to provide financial assistance to child care centers because we know that they have financially struggled and many of them are going under, and we actually need more child care capacity. So we need to ensure that we're helping the ones that are struggling but also providing support potentially to stand up more child care centers. And then we're also looking at things like food pantry assistance, utility assistance so people can keep the heat on, and a few other aspects such as housing assistance, rental assistance, and things like that. So we really are prioritizing direct financial assistance to the people that are going to be hurt the most, especially as the surge continues and as the winter months come on and business is less likely to have flexibility to do business outside.
But how are you going to pay for this aid? We read that the budget forecast for the state is not looking good.
That's right. We are definitely in economic hard times for families, for businesses, but also for the state budget. That's right. And we passed a historic budget several months ago during the middle of the coronavirus pandemic, and we had to make some very difficult decisions. We cut billions of dollars from our budget. And luckily, we in some areas, cut more than we needed to. And it's a low bar. I mean, it's not like we were massively off track on the budget we passed. But there are parts of the economy are coming back in ways that we weren't totally sure were going to. And so we do have some one-time money from this fiscal year simply because we passed such a difficult and conservative budget a couple of months ago. So again, it's a low bar. We're still in difficult times economically, but we're going to use some of that one-time money to help people right now.
You know, the governor, as we know, is Democratic. Democrats hold the majority in the legislature. Republican Senate Minority Leader Chris Hulbert said Republicans are ready to negotiate. And he said that, quote, "We hope that Democrats will give the same good faith consideration to legislation that we might propose as we are theirs." What are you expecting Republicans to propose? And would that differ from Democratic proposals? And would you be willing to agree to Republican proposals?
Yes. We've had some conversations with the Republicans over the last several days as we've been putting together the proposals and the ideas for the special session. And we're approaching this in a collaborative manner. Like you said, Democrats controlled both chambers, but also the governor's office. So we could pass something just with Democratic support. But in this time, I think what our country and what our state needs is a coordinated effort, no matter what party you come from, to provide the most help and the most relief to people that are in need right now. So we are very much open to having those conversations with the Republicans, figuring out what of our ideas can be massaged a little bit to be workable for them and hopefully make as many of these policies bipartisan as possible.
That's Colorado State Senate Majority Leader Steve Finberg. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.